There's one thing I never understood about the Mandalorian Wars, he pressed. What started them? Why, after all these centuries, did you suddenly decide to launch an all-out attack on the Republic?
It was Mandalore's idea.
Revan knew that Candorous wasn't referring to the original founder of his people. For centuries, each successive leader of the Mandalorian clans had symbolically taken up the name of Mandalore as a way to simultaneously honor his cultural heritage and reinforce his own authority. To distinguish among rulers, each chose an honorific to define his or her reign, such as Mandalore the Conqueror or Mandalore the Indomitable. The most recent ruler had called himself Mandalore the Ultimate.
Mandalore felt the Republic was weak,
Candorous continued.
Vulnerable. He summoned the warriors of the clans, and we followed him into what we thought would be our greatest conquest.
There was no need to ask if Candorous or any of his fellow warriors had hesitated. When Mandalore called, the clans answered. While there might be battles and disputes among those seeking to be Mandalore's successor when he fell, once the decision was made, there was never any dissent or debate.